lawmakers will get what they want. Lisa Brady, Fox News, an all-house briefing now set for tomorrow morning on the Chinese spy balloon, with another later in the day for U.S. senators. A House aide confirming that amid reports the balloon shot down last weekend is part of a Chinese surveillance program that's had balloons spotted over five continents.
We learned a lot about this balloon program. And, you know, the last thing I'd say on that is that I would not be surprised if the PRC starts to reevaluate its dirigible collection program.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Navy divers spending another day off the South Carolina coast collecting debris from the shootdown. President Biden still facing bipartisan questions about his handling of the balloon that crossed the country last week.
The president takes this very seriously when it comes to making sure we're protecting our national security and keeping Americans safe.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also highlighting U.S. conversations with allies about the issue. The president's now in Wisconsin taking the pitch for his economic agenda to a union training center. He's also offering prayers to the people of Turkey and Syria after the Monday earthquakes, now blamed for more than 11,000 deaths, while highlighting U.S. efforts to help with earthquake relief. The murder trial of a former attorney accused of killing his wife and son in South Carolina is in recess after a courthouse evacuation.
We just got a statement from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, or SLED, confirming that Colleton County courthouse officials received a bomb threat. Out of an abundance of caution, they ordered an evacuation of the building.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. State officials and the Sheriff's Department investigating that potential threat while the Alec Murdaugh trial was taking an early lunch break. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The White House says the president successfully put Republicans on defense when he got them to agree certain cuts were off the table during his State of the Union address.
President Biden responded to jeers from Republicans when he accused some in the party of proposing cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. And I tell you, I enjoy conversion.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, speaking with reporters on Air Force One, said of that exchange,
he called out members out on live television in front of millions of Americans and effectively put them on the defense. That's what we did. That's what the president did. It's put them on the defense.
Republican leaders have insisted the national debt can be significantly reduced without cuts to entitlement programs.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Lawmakers in Florida are working on a tax cut package.
Florida is famous for not taxing personal income, and with more than $20 billion in surpluses, Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for year-long sales tax holidays on things people need to buy often.
Detergent, TP, soap, all that stuff. No sales tax for items under $25 for 1 year.
Speaking in Ocala, also tax breaks on toothbrushes and toothpaste and on pet food and non-prescription pet medications. Floridians who commute will also see toll bills cut in half. The cuts are intended to save Florida families billions. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The man convicted of killing three teenagers while they slept in a Texas panhandle home more than 25 years ago is facing execution today, but the court fight isn't quite over. The defense for John Ballantyne plans some last-minute appeals amid allegations his trial was marred by racial bias. One of the victims was the brother of Ballantyne's former girlfriend. The Dow's down 140. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.